Rabbanan, member Rabba, Haiman Gott, Miss the Hamra, the Kursha Bazil Bashev Arba, Rabba Shasi Pedalit, Meili Pei Bazut. Very few more. Back to Gemara. Tonight, Armish Mishamei. Tonight, Silaimin Kishas Itzah. Mahoy Mishamei Sol Mishnah Shleiyah Bekadin. Mishamei says Yilke Bechesa Beyeser. Whether it goes up or goes down, you pay the higher price. The Gemara says Mishnah Mishasi Beyadim Mishasholch Beyad Mishyakra. Chakay Tzil Loike Beyeser Demeah Mishalom Kishas Itzah. That's Mishamai. Mishol says, Kishas, Haitza. So now, we wonder what that means. Look, Gemara. Kishas is a my Kishas Haitza. Oh, I've got to retice it. My Kishas Haitza. Ilam Kishas. Should I retice this?
It is on the
ending line. What? A town called Zlanum? Okay.
You know,
Two places, it says flags, okay. Hey, pay, right? Okay, I'll do that, fine. Zag Gemara. Nochmal. Time, still I'm with Kishas Eitzah. My Kishas Eitzah. When you get rid of it, when you destroy it, B'may, he b'chaser. You want to tell me, B'zil holds, if it went down, and you destroyed it, B'shas Shlichus Yad was worth four, and then it went down, now it's worth one. You only pay one. How could that be? Mikol Madamba, then I call it done. Misham Mishas Gzeila. The Vav, you have to pay. Mishas Gzeila. Says Rashi, with my hey pligi Beis Hill, Iba Chaser, Kishuzla, the come Misham Yilke, the Shal and Gedom of Shahiza Mishas Gzeila, the come Beis Hill, Mishas Eitza, Mikol Madamba, hey the less the ban. If it's banned, you give it back, Rashi Chavanacha. You know, went down, but if it's not around, called on the. If it's not around, nobody holds. Called on him. Lam kishas gzeila mishalma. Okay, so who could do taisus? So it's before in the Gemara that called agzlan mishalma shas gzeila refers to when it went up, when it went down. Afkad parag gaizel amin zeh klal kol gam shalom shas gzeila la suye der bilioi eloi dam agonif leven as ayel ego nas shar nas shinim biyad bekana mash malat le mar bi kuzul. It says kshas gzeila means if there's a shinoi, then if it's not kshas gzeila, you kind you want to pay dam. So that's what the kol gzeila shas gzeila tells me. But not that, but not lagabe that if it went down, you have to pay the higher price. The Ma'ariv Bereish, the rest of these guys, Lazer, so Kalim, Sembas, and Begodim. When this mission of Kol Gedorim, Misham, Shas, Gzeila is said in the context of the Mishnah in Gaisel, the Gabe, which talks about the din of Shinim being Kaina. So Tay Sai Dafi is Yitura, the Zeklah, that Abba Pash, the Masis, the Misham, Shas, Gzeila, the words, Kol Gedorim, Misham, Shas, Gzeila, was said not only Gabe Shinoi, was said the Gabe, the fluctuation in the price. My book of Azula. Also, my guy is over there in the Gemara, in the Gaisel itself. Brings down the book of Azula, Gabiaki, Kista, there of Khan, going to be that story over there that he bought flax and it went up. And the Gemara, and the guy sold to somebody else. So the Gemara says, there's an issue there, Kokol Gram Chasa, Mashalm Chasa Gazela. With Parakol Shalom, Kokol Gram Shalom, some kids come over the place. Does bring down the din of Kol Zanam Sham Mashas Gzeil Lehini and Yukra Vizula. So Merle Ar Gemara, and this that's the Gabe Shinoi. That's the Kol Zanam Sham Mashas Gzeil. But Betzim, there's two parts to this statement. Kol Zanam Mashas Gzeil is Aleph, that the Shinoi is Kaina. If it's not Mashas Gzeil, Gabe means it's a change. You're Kaina, you won't pay Damim. And also you pay Mashas Gzeil if it went down. In time, Rav Dom and Ruba can't check on up. Kefil, Dal Egg, Shasabad Bidin. Book, Magoy, Mekor, Shavaz, Dal, Mesoif, Shavaz, Woods. That was a Karen, you pay, Gishas, Exhala. Dal, the Egg, you pay, Gishas, Hamad Bidin. Mike Mash, Masnisni, Ishkoyach. Karen can't check on up when it went up, right? When it went down, That's a Mishnah. That the Gemara tells us that's a Mishnah. So what's a Chishira? Rav says Karen Karen Shikana. It's a Mishnah. When it went down, he still paid a high price. Fair Mishnah. Going to Isis. Going to our Gemara. Boy, my boy Hasa, my time the Rav. We buy my time as Nisa. Why chopping Rav? Rav just basically just said over the Mishnah. Called Rav Shaz that carriage ain't gone up. If it went down, the carriage you pay ain't gone up. And Dal Pei is Kshas Mother within. The carriage ain't gone up. That's a Mishnah. So you want to know what's the Sefar of Rav? What's the Sefar of Rav? Go ask what's the Sefar of Mishnah. What do you want from Rav? Yeshlaim, the Rav Kamashmo, 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 the Avina, my time, the Rav Michal Kei from the Karen. So Zok Tais is the Chiddush of Rav Enichanami. It's not Karen Shengagona, Karen Shengagona is Pashin. The Chiddush of Rav is that Dal Vehei pek Shas Mad Bedin, not Karen Shengagona. You might look at that Dal Vehei is also Karen Shengagona, but Zok Rav, no. And then when the Gemara asks, what's the Svar of Rav? It wasn't asking on the first part of Rav, can't you gone up? It was asking on the second part of Rav, that Dal Vehei is Kshas Mother Bdin, and that where he's not a Pasik of Chaim, Geneva V'Chaim, Geneva V'Chaim, so we dash into the Achye LeKaren, can't you gone up? So even though the Pasik that we read down is Hanlin Gabi Karen, Achye LeKaren, can't you gone up? So Tari says, no! Just kidding, that's not the point that the Gemara is trying to make. Rather, there's a deal. Achle, Karen can't you go now? Dafka Karen. But not Kefal. So the Gemara, the Pasuk is not there for itself, it's for the deal. Achle, Karen can't you go now? Hello. Who's in here? Just standing. If you're listening to Trump, at least you get a seat, you know. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know what's Beis Hillel telling me in the Mishnah when he says that it's Kashas Eitzam and Oila. If it was Chaser, it can't be. It can't be. It's Pashi Pei Kein Shiganav. You're Shlech Yad. You can't be Ganav. So of course you pay the higher price. Ibi Yeser, Elmai, you want to say that Tumara went up. It went up in price. Went up in price. Bishami says, Yilke b'chasav yeser. Right? That you always have to pay a higher price. Why don't you pay a higher price? Hayne Bishami, shkoyek. Bishami says, that Yilke b'yeser. Mesil says, Shas has some idol. Same thing. El pshita kishas haitzah mibeiz bayin. So when Basil says, Kishas Haitzah, doesn't mean Kishas Haitzah and Oilim when you get rid of it. It means Kishas Haitzah and Beis Bailim when you are Shalech Bayah. Says Rashi, Kishas Haitzah and Beis Bailim, Kishas Gzela. So when's the Shas Gzela? Shas Gzela is the Shah, the Shah of the Shlichas Yad. That's when you're stealing it. That's Haitzah and Beis Bailim. Kishas Gzela Ubiyeser Pligi. The Kambe Shamaim Hokri Yilke L'Sham L'Shas Eitzam and Oilom. Basil says no. Kishas Eitzam Beis Bailim. Dainu, when you Shaleach Yad, it was worth one, and then it went up. Then you destroyed it. What's it did? Bishami says Yilke B'Chas of Yasser. You pay the higher price. Basil says no. You pay the Kishas Gzela. You pay Kishas Gzela. What's the Shas Gzela? Shas is some based by him, i.e. Shas Shlichas Yad. So you know, and we're comparing this to Rabba or Rava of Tavra Shasya. Why? Right? Because, and so then it turns out that Rabba holds the Bashamai. And that's a non-starter. Because what did Rabba say? Tavashasya, Mekar Tavashasya paid Dalit. That's Yitz Bashamai. Bashashli Chazyan was worth one. Bashas Haitzah and Oil was worth four. He paid four. Kamlu Mesil says, Bashas Haitzah, Kshas Haitzah. What does Kshas Haitzah mean? Kshas Haitzah and Abaylim. He's only paying one. It means Rabba is going to Fi Bashamai. And now, if you miss Hill, that doesn't work. Now, there's there's a ha'ara over here. It's funny, Fager says he's sorry, but he doesn't, for some reason, I'm not sure why, he doesn't mean right from the Gemara. Fager is done, Fager is the Mishnayis, and the God's preparing the Mishnayis, Ois Choftes, for some reason the Kaivis doesn't have it. Did it happen to have a different Fager over here? Well, the Kaivis had had it? Did anyone see the Fager today in Lady? From, you took out, what?
I mean,
you took out a regular Fager, what? You took out a regular Fager, right?
I didn't see it, like I saw the piece.
You saw the creator?
Oh.
You don't know where Rash, I'll give someone the first creator.
I saw where it was.
Oh. So, where's your man who saw it in Shal? That was, you know. Okay, so I'll go upon him. So whether they saw it, he didn't see it. The creator in the Mishnayis says as follows. He assumes that when in the Mishnah, in the Shleich Yad, right, and it went up, what would be the din if it was Itmar Memela? Right? If it was Itmar Memela. What's the din by Itmar Memela? B'pshir. Okay? Shomer. Shemachina, Shleich Bayad. It was worth one by Shah Shlichas Yad. Then it was Itmar Memela. It was Itmar Memela. Went up, it was Itmar Memela. What do you say? Huh?
You're saying in the case of Pshia?
In a case where it was Pshia.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? It was Pshia.
Take the whole concept.
He was Peshay afterwards. He was Shlech Yad.
Right.
And then he was also Peshay when it broke. He left the door open and someone came in and broke. I don't know, Kasha Maisa. What? Plus the Peshay said, it was Saifa Peshay. Saifa Peshay. Did I say it by Inus? It broke with Peshay. He didn't break it. It wasn't Tam Peshay, but it broke with Peshay. That's what I mean. It wasn't Harvey Shasir. It was broke with Pshia. What?
That's still be a dying, no?
Still be a dying? Why is that a dying? Pshia! Pshia! Pshia, not be dying. Pshia's not be dying. The Pshia! Why is Pshia be dying? What? Oh, okay, I said it was male with Pshia. So, it wasn't be dying. That's what I meant. It made la fuki be dying. It broke with Pshir. Sorry. Not, okay, erase. Not it made, it broke with Pshir. Okay?
Maybe that's included in the
Mamela. But it doesn't make a difference. Semantics. Leave me alone. It broke with Pshir. Forget it. It broke with Pshir. What's the din? Be down the Shia. Don't be down the technicalities over here. What? Why?
If
she wasn't Matam Azik, he's still Chayek of Shia. What was it?
No, yeah.
Why is Talib Shia Matam
Azik? If it went up in value, she was Matam Azik, it's the same as Shia.
Ah.
What? Exactly.
Listen. He's a shaymer.
Yeah?
Shaymer is chayiv and pshia.
Right, so you should pay one.
So you should pay four.
Why? It's one when he got it. Did you give something to the shaymer?
This morning, Daniel got screamed at for coming over to me and asking me, what's the din of shaymer sachar? It was Makar and Shava 1, then it went up to 4, and then it was stolen, right? So what's the din?
We never accept the price.
I ask you a question. What's the din? Shh. Akiva, what's the din? And it shouldn't take so long. It should take not and a half a second. Daniel.
What? I even said 4.
What's the din by Shail? What's the din by Shail? It went up, and then it was Nana. So what's the din? Again, it should take you so long.
I won.
How is that? Oh, you were in Shia. Yeah. So forget. you're out, Kiva. So we'll talk about it tonight. Now, of course, the halacha is. Of course, the halacha is they pay us four, right?
Never accepted.
Akiva, we discuss this. Again, if it was worth a shomer that took something was worth one, and it went up and it became worth four, and then he did something which is mechayiv himself midin shmir shemachinam pshia shemasachar neaveda shayil behind it. All of those three, it's partially pays four. That was the anocha pshut of all the shomerim yesterday, and that's pashut halacha. Now. So the question is, again, back to Craig's question. What happens in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, to Shaleach Yad, it was worth one. And then it went up. And then it broke B'Pshia. Yeah, he didn't break it, it broke B'Pshia. So what would you say, your buddy said? Daniel?
Four.
You should pay four. Why?
What?
But my Hushlech, yeah, he's a Goslin. The Goslin is saying that Ishmael is Potter. What?
He's a Shimer.
What?
He's also a Shimer,
right? So in other words, he has two hats over here. He starts off as a Shimer. Shlech Yad, right? He was a Shimer. And he's also Shlech Yad, he became a Goslin, right? But, well, Meifo Nelam, right? Where did the Shimer run away to? Right, so L'chayra, if he's still chayiv as a shaymer, so then he should have to pay four. Kum tzegerim kveger, zakir b'kveger, that, no, he only pays one. Why? He says once he became a goslin, he's not a shaymer anymore. Once he was Shaleach Yad, and now he's a Goslin. So he's a Goslin. Him becoming a Goslin is Mafkia himself from being a Shimer. So Mel, now we're only done Mitzad Dine Goslin. What's done by Goslin? Yeah? And that's a Chiddush of Rava, right? That a Goslin pays for. We want to say that's Mechayev Shamei Zol. Meaning, right, in the Kippur the Gemara is making, that's Mechayev Shamei Zol, but Agapanim, but the issue is only, once he's a Goslin, then we have to be done, what's the din of a Goslin? That's the Gemara Sushi of the Rabba. Well, the din of a Goslin is, there is Chayev, that Tavir Shasya, he has to pay, but Al Pshia, Ralph Pshia. A Gaz is not Chayef Pshia. A Gaz is Chayef in Einzin. Seder. But in this case, if you don't hold a Rabba, if you go Basar Shaskineva, and it wasn't Tavir Shasya, and you disagree with Rabba, we had the Svar of the Rabban yesterday, why would you disagree with Rabba? What's that svara, Daniel? Why would you disagree with Rabba? Because we say that the Ukum Mishus is not only linear in Einstein, it's even linear in Kenya. Yes, Akiva.
Didn't everybody say a few weeks ago in Shir that Kalsa Shmirasa doesn't actually mean he stops being a shomer, it just means he loses the trust? To get out of some kashya, he said this is Shir a few weeks ago.
So, wait. There's a bigger question than that. And that is, Harei. We all remember, of course, Memal from Ralef, and Machlekes Tanayim, and Machlekes of Tarfin and Rav Akiva. What's it then? That's a sugya when the Gemara explains in Baba Kama, right? Machlekes of Shmuel and Rav Akiva. Whether or not you need Asbailim. What was the shayla? Whether you need Asbailim. What was the shayla? Whether the Chazar needs Asbailim. Need that?
I'm
going to clam in the Eder, Veselim and Akis. Rishmol says, you put it back, you're good. Kiva says, you does Bailim. Gemara Baba Kama says, what's the Machlaikis? Whether?
Kalsh Shirasa.
Is Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Tarfin is called Shmarasa. We pass like a Tarfin. So Meila, we pass in. So, right. So therefore, the question is, what's Rukvegi saying? That over here, once he becomes a Gazlan, he's not a Shomer anymore. The Chayish, we tell him, the Chayish is a Tarfin Kiva. Whether it's called to Shmarasa. He became a God, so what? He became a Shlech God. Who's Shlech God? Okay, but he's still a Shomer. If you say it's called Shmarasa, it may be, but the Chayish is not
right. Rabbi said this year, 2 weeks
ago. And
Rabbi said he couldn't call Shmarasa, God, I'm sure.
Yeah, we had a discussion. And he, what? Who? Akiva of Tarfin? Akiva of Yishmael. Why Tarfin? Sorry. Akiva of Yishmael. Akiva of Yishmael. Akiva of Yishmael, whether or not it's called to Shmarasa or not. Whether or not you need that Zbail, do we say you need that Zbail? So Akiva is saying even more. Yeah, then we had a tzad. We had a tzad that even if you say it's called to Shmarasa, even if you say called to Shmarasa, it's only the gabe that you can't return it, you can't give it back. But avad the yechiv we had said then that everyone holds that the yechiv shmira, you still retain. Shaila was whether you lost the trust in the bialim that you could put it back where you took it from, or you didn't lose the trust in the bialim. But the gabe yechiv shmira we had a tzad. Wasn't necessarily everyone. We had a tzad that everyone holds. That everyone holds that you still have a chiyuv shmira. Akapanim, tzarich shtikol tzarich in rukveger, that he just says that on his own. That from our mishnah, it's mucha. In our mishnah, he says again the shomer / shaleach yad that it went down and then it broke with pshia. Says the rukveger, you're a gazlan. You're a gazlan. You're not a shomer anymore. If you're not a shomer anymore, then you are only chayiv midine gezeila. You b'shei and it broke by itself. Yeah, b'shei broke by itself. So mitzad gazlin, you're not chayiv. You pay kshas gezeila. Mitzad and mitzad shomer, you're not a shomer anymore.
The gazlin
has a chiyuv shmir. Rukvei is assuming the gazlin does not have a chiyuv shmir. That's the pashas. A gazlin was not mekabel shmira. He wasn't. He didn't take it al das. He took it al das to steal it. He's not here to. He wasn't makabel shmira. Taisus in the makamun involved lagabe him being chayiv if the behemah is damaged. So there, Taisus says a gazan is a mechuyev. He's mechuyev to watch the behemah shouldn't damage. And Taisus over there says because since he's the only one that can watch it, he took it away from the bialim can't watch it, and only he can watch it, so he has a chiyuv shmira to make sure the animal doesn't damage, like as if he's the bialim. That's Taisus on the Mabakama says. That's only gabe shmira that the animal shouldn't damage, but shmira that the animal shouldn't get damage, a gazan has no chiyuv shmira. Now there is another rukvega which chayr is a shittel stira, and there's another rukvega in Simon Reish Sayyidal and Sif Aleph where the halach is kayfer bekadin is chayiv in einzin. Mar babakama kayfer bekadin is chayiv in einzin. Right? So even though you didn't, we'll see this important Gemara is going to come up later. Whether you're ma'is gzeila or to be chayiv gzeila, is kayfer bepekadin. Yeah, just deny the pekadin. You chayiv in einzin. The Gemara says that's the pasuk of Shulchan Aruch. It's hazalit. Yeah, pavi pekadin mekafa boy miad nas olav gazlin v'chayiv einzin u'pasul eidus lo shvua. Okay. Throw the book at the guy. Push the gazlan. Zokim kveger. Mr. Pakti. In b'shas ha-kvira. Not wrong one. M'chom mokim le'pokim menu chiyiv shomer. V'nafgemina. Im achre shekofar. Nisyaker. U'posha boy shenevad. The guy was kveger. Yeah? He was kveger. Shimon says Gazla. Then it was worth one at that point. Then it went up to four. Same as in our Gemara. Right? He became a Gazlan at one. It went up, now it's four. And he was Pesheya. And it got lost. The Masad Gazla, Mishalam Rakashasa Gzela. Called the Mishasa Gzela. As long as it not Mitav Rashasya, Itma Melo, or even it was Itma Pshia, like we just said. Shimer, a Gazla not Chayiv in Shmir, not Chayiv for the Pshia. Right? So Melo, Zakim Kveger, Mitav Shimer, Chayiv Rashasa Pshia. Mitzad Gazlan, Lo Mishalam, Rakshas Gela, Nainu Shasa Kfira, she Shaya Bizal, was with one when he was Kaifer. Umitam Shaymer, Chayib Shasa Pshia, says Rabbi Kveger. Shaymer's Chayib Shasa Pshia went up, he said, all Shaymer Chayib Shasa Pshia. Zuas Benenas, the Bono Chayib Rakhmedin Gazlan, so then it's only Shas Haganeva slash Kfira. Here Rabbi Kveger says, it went up, he doesn't lose his din shaymer. Again, kaifer b'kadim becomes a gazlan. Zucker b'kvei, he's still a shaymer, he's chayiv in shmira. And if it went up and it got stolen durch his pshia, he's chayiv. What do you see? Says McGregor, because he's still a shaymer. He didn't lose his shaymer hat. He became a gazlan, but he's still a shaymer. So chayra sarachian maishna kaifer b'kadim, where McGregor assumes then he retains his din shaymer, and maishna shaleach yad our mishnah shaleach yad v'pekadin, and there we say that kveg is mechadish. He loses his din shaymer, and if it went up and he goes pesheya, he's potter because he's only chayiv midin gazla.
I don't know if
halachal
meses, but if halachal meses are chesar and the maker v'pekadin, you weren't chesar anything.
I don't understand. Kaif Bekadin is not Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad is Mechlekes Shlichas Anei Shlichas Yad. Kaif Bekadin is not Parash Lichlad. It's a Parash Kaif Bekadin. It says you're a Gazlan. I don't understand. Shlomo says, Kaif Bekadin is a Gazlan. He's Pasul Eidus, he's Pasul Shvul. He's Chayiv in Eitzim. Okay? Now, fine. There may be something to answer, but pardon, the Kash is a Kash. Okay. Zog the Mar Vayter. Ki pligi. Zog the Mar. Amalucha Rabba. Biesko amalai pligi. Let me put the Taisis before. So Gemara has the Kasha Lema. Rabba Nam Gemara Shami. That can't be. Yom Taimar. All Shem has his Kasha. Look, Mepuktayu. Bit Memelo. Why do we say in the Mishnah it says Machleg B'Sham Meisil is a Kishas Haitzah or Kishas? Yeah, so maybe that. What's that talking about? It wasn't. He didn't break it. Kishas Haitzah. It was Kishas Haitzah Menayla. Haitzah Menayla could either be that he destroyed it, or Haitzah Menayla could be that it was it. Meisil also be could fit into the Mishnah. So if it was it Meisil. What does Rabbi say? In the Mela, you pay only one. So, I'm sorry, Itma Mela, Itma Mela, and second. It went up. Meshame says Yilke. Right. Mesil says Kshas Etzah. Kshas Etzah. The base violin. You only pay one. Mesil will say Kitzer. Mesil will say Kshas Etzah. The Ainu Shlichas Yad was worth one. Then it went up. Itma Meila. Mesil says Kshas Etzah. Meshame says Kshas Yilke B'Yesa. You pay four. So why don't we say it was in Mamela? And then Rav is good. Rav, he holds a Meshameh, he holds a Mesil. Doctor is Lyman, Dim Kane, we have a plea Meshameh. Doctor says that there's no tzad, this Rashaim spoke out already, right? If there's no tzad, Rav, that's what we had in Ramban yesterday, right? There's no chiddush. A mitzvah meila, they pay what? Right? The chiddush is a tavish asya. Masiv zahavamina, there's uk meshusay lin kinyan. But there's no havamina that mitzvah meila you should have to pay for. What's the havamina? Kol gzor mishas gzeil. Misham is also might call kol gzor mishas gzeil. That's what this is what the man we spoke of yesterday. Man, his ban is over here. Iglameda, no masiz a mitzvah meila. Rav Adam Gamei Shahil. Iglameda, the pshitule. Do I plead with Shami? Eid meila. Do I let the lechiyuv el gishas gazela? Rav lava haas lashmina. The pshitule. That's what was the chiddush of Rava. Eid meila pays us. El tavra. He said there was a havamina that ukmash rachman l'shusel in einsin and who are dealing in mikna and meila this that it went up for the gazlin and that was also we said al machlekes rav and rava in Sanhedrin. Not more vayitin. Omach rabba kuv b'yes is b'alma pligi ki pligi b'chasim. Shami sabri. Shlichus yad, ain't a tzichusarin. Chosar, b'shusar, the day, chosar. Sul savri, shlichus yad. Tzichusarin, chichosar, b'shusar, the more chosar. Zagrash, keep the chosar, come miss him. So the woman went down. Sul said, chasis am roilam. We're going back to the pshat, haitzah doesn't mean haitzah beis baila. Haitzah means it's haitzah min roilam. So why does the Basil say Gashas and see him in Oilam? When it went, he should pay the higher price. Ibig Zaylam Mamish, the Goslame Kara Hokinami. Abel Hoch, the Betera Osli Yade, Umishim Shlichas Yakamachai Vislay, Bob Ligi. Shame Sabe, Shichas Yad, and Shichasar. Umishashol bayad afal gaf apishloi chosra have a gazela the kam b'shusay ukeshozla b'shusay ozla nimhoise ben I'm lezhal avanecha achshay tziyah b'sham k'shashli chosyad because he already became mischayah b'shashli chosyad and we don't get it went down and Basil says no kozman you were in mechaserit you're not a shleich yad you're not a gazlan so meila. When you're mechaser, you chayiv for the lower price, because the shas gzeila is not shas shlich, the quote unquote shlichas yad. The shlichas yad over here is without a chazar, and shlichas yad needs chazar. So meila, if it was worth four b'shas the shlichas yad, nothing happened with Beis Hillel. He picked it up. There was no chazar. Shlichas yad needs chazar. Therefore, when he chayiv, only when it went down, and you might see menayilam. Yeah, you destroyed it, you got rid of it, whatever, you drank it, whatever it is. They chayiv then. The only chayiv one. Now, but there on the way over here, Rashi was magala something very big over here, because Rashi told us. Let's go back to the first Rashi. Kol ulchad kol gan sham shas gazela and meila you should have to pay for ibig zel mamish gaz mekar chrami abul hacha the beteiras liyadei hacha beteiras liyadei so therefore you're not considered a gaz why heteiras liyadei umshimshichas yakem achayev islay probably. Oh, so this Rashi, what's this Rashi telling me? Rashi telling me Chayra, a big Yisayit. Yeah, we grappled on that Memalev. What's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad? All the Shainim weigh in on that. What's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad? Hooray, it's a parasha of Gzeilin Torah. What's the Chiddush of they need a special parasha of Shlichas Yad? Moshach Yad, yeah. My shame is the parish of Shlichas Yad. Typically, out the algamed din of Gazlin. So the various Malcolm the Rishonim. Yusakri was the one that developed a lot of the ideas. One svar was you need the chiddush to tell you that mitzvah and kulay. One chiddush is we came out from Tais, the Rav and others. Now what? That you might think that Shlichus Yad is not a gazlan. Why? Because since you're a shaymer, so as a shaymer, it's not called like tzar mishus bailam. It's not called like tzar mishus bailam because you're a shaymer. You're the kiyat bailam. So you taking it, yeah? That's not gazelah. It's not gazelah. Still by the bailam. You didn't do anything. That's why the parish of the siyat. This Rash of the Chor is telling me another pshat. Of a svar says a teros the other. A teros the other. That since it came to you as a shaymer, it came to you by a tera. So Rash is telling me that since it was a teros the other, then there's no parasha of Gazela. There's no parasha of Gazela. And therefore, what is it? What could it be? A new parasha of Shlichus Yad. A new parasha of Shlichus Yad. Which... No, but then I don't know. I'm just thinking the sugya here in the Chavav and Beis by Aveda, the Shayach, when you took it, I'm asked to return it, and then you decide that you're going to steal it. Okay, it's mine over here. Whether it could be right from the sugya, whether a teras liyadai, whether a teras liyadai, makes it that he can't be a gazlan. Yes, Menachem. A local expert on El Matzias over there.
I wouldn't say so, but this is I'm not sure if that answers it.
Oh, so Taisa asked, in time, am I like a lavlay sigzo? Imish in the teras the yade, aloi kaivish char sacher, ikalav, no pegez nashach. Welcome, Shkab and Ligzo, Lonis Yash and Ban, Hach Karnas Yash. Kitzer, Tais brings a raya that in the teras the yade, the child like sigzo, because the Gemara in Ezra Nashach says that if someone's kovish schar sachir, you don't pay a worker, so the Gemara is mash miyarev le'sigzo. So that would be a kasha, batsim and Rashi. That would be a kasha and Rashi, if Rashi's saying, if he seems to be saying, that when it's beter osliyod, it's not chayach le'sigzo, you have to understand what's talking about kovish schar sachir. At the bottom, that's Rashi seems to be saying. So Rashi then a new teretz to Roshayim's kasha. That what? Why did the parish of Shlichus Yad? Typically, we have all parish of Sigzal and Torah. Why need Shlichus Yad? So Rashi. From here, it's teretz liyada. Now, there's another a bit of difficulty with this Rashi, and that is because Rashi and Memalev told us. He didn't tell us that that's good for why you need the parish of Shlichus Yad. Rashi and Memalev did tell us that the chiddush of Shlichus Yad is Mitzvah Kekulay. So then we thought Rashi was good for saying that's the whole chiddush of Shlichus Yad. That Mitzvah is cooling, the only Mishleich have mitzvah, you have the whole thing. Right? But now we're saying that's not the ikur, that's not the why we need the parish of Shlichus Yad. That so happens to be that that's a chiddush in the parish of Shlichus Yad and Mitzvah Kekulay. Not that. Otherwise, why do we need the parasha? But then you have to know. So why? How do we know it then? That's really the problem. In other words, if we're going now the Rashi by us, that what? Why do we need a parasha of Shlichus Yad? Why is it not Chayv Stam Al Gazlan? So what's the answer? Eteros. So now comes along Rashi in my mouth and tells me it's the chiddush in parasha Shlichus Yad that you shleich have a mitzas yichayev a kulay, which you don't have a gazel. It's the chiddush in parasha Shlichus Yad. So now we have a question, how do we know that Chiddush? But if we tell me, then that was one of the Mahalchim, we said, why B'chanan need a Parashat Shlichus Yad? Elamai, it must be, if there's no Parashat Shlichus Yad, it must tell me Chiddush. What's that Chiddush? Then the Shiddush, that makes us think cool it. If now we're telling me the reason why we have the parasha is not for Mitzvah Kulay. The reason why we need the parasha is something more basic, more fundamental. That Batsim Hashem is not shaykh to be the parasha of Gezeilah. Why? So now we have to go back to Mem Aleph and ask ourselves, so how do we know Mitzvah Kulay? So somehow Mitzvah Kulay has to be inherent in the etzim parasha of Shlichus Yad. That somehow, not because otherwise, why do we need all parasha? It must be Chiddush. It must be Mitzvah Zekulay. No, it has to be something about Shlichus Yad itself that's the Musaf of Shlichus Yad. It's Mukhan Mitzvah Zekulay. Not sure why.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Rosh
Hashanah Torah, Be'er Rosh Hashanah Torah. Yeah. Hashem sent through. Kerb B'Kadim. Yeah, it's a Kerb B'Kadim. I meant that I was going to ask that. We just said, Gemara in Bam Kama, Shulchan Aruch, Kerb B'Kadim. It's a Gazan, Bresa. He knows Perm Kadim today, but still. Kerb B'Kadim is what? A Gazlan, it's Chayiv Nainsin. So, according to Rashi, it's a teras yada. Ain't a teras yada gadol mizeh. Kerb b'kadim. Yeah, that's another kasha. Very good. Got to mention the kasha. Very good. Oh, okay. So this Rashi opens up a number of questions. Fine. So Gemara's second attempt to explain Mechayim Shem Esil is whether or not Shlichus Yad Tzara Chasar, and we're talking that it went down, and Esil says that Shlichus Yad Tzara Chasar, and therefore the Shlichus Yad was not effective, and when you might see an Olam, what happened when it was very worthless? That's the Shaschir. The Shaschir that's up in Olam, not Shas Shlichus Yad. The Shama said, nay. What's the Shaschir? When you Shlech Yad, you know there's no Chazar. The Shama also says, Chazar. Wonderful. In fact, Taisism, Taimak. Im Kain, Trey Bavi, Hach the Hoch, Vasef, the Chosh, the Shlech Yad, Lamali. In fact, Taisism, they're ready next Mishnah. Hach Chosh, the Shlech Yad, the Bukhadin. Now, Choshev L'Shloach Yad B'Kadim, right? By definition, he wasn't Mechaseret. Yeah? Unless he's a mental telepathist. And somehow his Machshav, he did a Chasarah. Yeah? But Namal, the guy is Choshev L'Shloach Yad, there's no Chasarah. Yeah? Now, if there's no chesaron, so we see B'Shamay says, the Shlichus Yad, Tzara Chesaron, it's a Mishnah. So what are you telling me? So we have another Machlaikis, B'Shamay Sil, and our Mishnah, and what's the Machlaikis? Whether Shlichus Yad, Tzara Chesaron, or Shlichus Yad, Tzara Chesaron, Shkoyach. We know B'Shamay holds Shlichus Yad, Tzara Chesaron. What do you need two Mishnayans for? As Efek Tais, Zab Tais Viz, Heshlaima, the same Hashmin, the B'Shamay, if you Dibur, B'Loi Mashicha, Chayin. So the Mishnah, the Chiddush, the reason why we need a second Mishnah after we have the first Mishnah is that even though we know from the first Mishnah already that Shlichus Yad ain't Tzara Chasarin l'fi B'Shamay, okay, maybe you still have to do a Maisa, you still have to pick it up. You pick it up, right? But you know, even though you're not Mechaseret. But you did a ma'isa, right? Mashenke, it was just dibur ba'alma machshava. We'll see about that. Whether it's dibur machshava, dibur ba'alma, right? You might think that's not shlichus yad. Mashman second mishnah that even dibur without a ma'isa. Oh, now it can't go. Say once you have the second one, so why need the first one? What? Zogtaisis, you know what Taisis? So again, we have, someone suggests we have a rule. Now, if you didn't learn the Taisus, then you can't really ask, then you don't have a schus to ask a question. It's just. The same about Shmin Lubashamai, Afilu Dibur, Blame Mashiach, Chaye, Vahachta Hacha, Shmin, and the Basil, Tshikhazar. So the Chiddush, if we just tell him the second Mishnah, I wouldn't know that Basil holds you need chesaron, and I could say the whole machlokes is there is whether deep is enough. Everyone holds you don't need chesaron, the shah is whether deep is enough. Come on from the first Mishnah that we say by chaser, machlokes, you pay kishas, it's some an oilam, or kishas, shlichas yad, that's the machlokes. When it went down, that's machlokes, whether shlichas yad, shlichas yad, or not. So all it's a good.
What?
Okay. Sometimes. I guess there's one that the Ikma Chayim Shem Basil should also be a Tzrichasa. They're just all from Kiva, right? Oh, the Ramban over here says different Teretz. And this Ramban, that's, we see, we should have known this Ramban of Mem Aleph. This Ramban's a Chiddush. Lagabe. An issue that we brought up, that came up in Mekesev then. Ramban is like this. The Ramban is not here, the Ramban is on the next Mishnah. The Lekel Migminah, the Shlich is Yad, and Shlich is Sarin. The Ramban, Kilo, he was bavarning Taiz Kasha, he was bothering Taiz Kasha. Then why do we see from the second Mishnah, the Shlich is Yad, and Shlich is Sarin, Klarei? It was b'machshava ba'alma. Yeah? Masnisin b'shechoshav l'chaser v'loy chosar b'shamay mashvu machshava k'maisa ava shlich hazyad b'loy chesarim shlechosar l'chaser l'chosar l'aylam ein l'chad epater. Says the Ramban, if you just had the second Mishnah, I would not know Shlich Hazyad and Shlich Hazar. Why? The second Mishnah, what happened? HaChosh v'Shloach Yad. Right? What does that mean? You had in mind to be Mechaser. In Mishnah, he is, right? He's Mechashev to be Mechaser.
It doesn't create
anything. He's Mechashev to be Mechaser. Here we had discussion. Says the Ramban, what's the story of the second Mishnah? Machshav kemaisa. Meshamay mashvil machshav kemaisa. That's the story. That might be just the story of the second Mishnah. If you had a mind, don't say if you did it. That's a chiddush of meshamay. But do you see if maybe you don't need chesaron? No. You had a mind, it's as if you were machaser. Mashenki in the first Mishnah. Hashenke, where we talk about Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Aron, Zakhtar Ramban, listen carefully, Rabbi Isai, Ava, B'Shlichas Yad, B'Loichas Aron, Shloichoshev L'chaser, V'Loichosar, L'Yamem L'Chad Apater. Says Ramban, the man that B'Shlichas Yad ain't Shlichas Aron, you don't need to be to be Shlich Yad Al Das L'chaser either. And therefore, if I just had the second Mishnah, Mechashev L'shlech Bayad, that's Mechashev L'chaser. Machshava K'maisa. Mashenki, the first Mishnah, if the Mishnah is telling me that Shlich Hazayin Yitzhar Chasar, and that's why Mechon B'Shah Mezil, if it went down, you pay Kishash, it's all Menoy, you pay Kishash Shlich Hazayad, because you weren't Mechaser, says Ramban, it wasn't even al das to mechaser. You picked it up, not al das to mechaser. And still, by the way, ain't zichzar in yichayev. And this is not like the Mukhi Yosef. Because a memalev, we have the chazar here, memalev. Yeah? A memalev, Mukhi Yosef said not like that. Zot the Mukhi Yosef. Remember, the Rebbe Yosef had on the Avsamach Beis Bedape Oiz V'Hodar. Yeah. Which Grada, the Ramban, the piece before, had a rant on against Eiz Vahada. Because Magiyei Svarim, Magiyei Sham B'Meruba B'Miyat Hanuschai is Pirish Karen Kain Shagana. Tell you before. Vzuah Ver Gemura. The light of the Rabbanon. Kol Man the Magiyei Svar Midaiti the Nafshe Yehei B'Yehei.
Rabbi Chanan put a chayim on anybody
does it. Rabbi Chanan put a chayim.
And anybody changes what you said put a chayim
on. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer. So. Is there a chayim so we can't use Eiz Vahada anymore? Okay.
Well, we changed it. We used it.
The Mugyaisiv says, Rabbi Sai, the Gemara over there had three shot them in the Mishnah. Right? Of course, everyone remembers. Whether it was a Bia Manas Lagaisla, or a Mas Lachaser, or Shalosh Lamidats, a Manas Lashtamish. Right? Says the Mugyaisiv. So what did the Gemara say over there? What was the machlaikis? What's the machlaikis? Whether amanas l'shloach, amanas l'gaizel, whether or not you need chasar. Right? Says Mugyaisiv, where'd it go? But it was Almanas Lechaser. It has to be Almanas Lechaser. It's Almanas Lechaser. And okay, so one Rosh Hashem even said that he said the Machshav Lechaser is Kilu Yom Lechaser. Akabonim, Mugyaisiv then said the Feirish that by Shlichas Yad, Sar Chazaren. Oh, it's over here. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Abed. Samach Gimel. I've got like Chzira Midi had a Gemara with the what's called with the what's not the Machlokes. But it's Chzira not. I've got like Chzira Kivat Shegbi Amanas Lechasra Mahi Shait Dekam Beshus Lezchai Bainsin. Gagoy Magbi Chavetz Amanas Little Men Revius Afi Shaydait Leshalen Nikash Lechiat. But the Mugeres and the Feirish that Manam Shlichas Yad. Now, even my Nomish Chazan ain't Sar Chazarin, but it has to be Amanas Lechaser. And that's a Chiddush, and I don't think then we had someone that argued, but this Ramban, Derech Agav, is telling us that what? That the man Nomish ain't Sar Chazarin, you don't need Amanas Lechaser either. And that's cool for the Chiddush of the first Mishnah over the second Mishnah. Now, Zog the Gemara weiter. Leima. Oh, El Hadam Rava. Shlichus Yain Tzuchasarin. Leima Rava Ong Meshamay. Same problem. Adam Rava Leil B'Shmaitzin Shulchus Yad Shulchus Sarin. The Kamar, where do we see Rava Hol Shulchus Yad and Shulchus Sarin? Because what's the right? The Rava says, Rava said, Gemara want to know. Rava said, where do you know? The Gemara want to know where do you know that Shulchus Yad and Shulchus Sarin? So Gemara says, because if you Rava, you could have learned that from Shaya. Right? You don't have Mishael. So why need a parasha almai? Tell me you don't need chasar. Even fair, Rava holds Shulchan and chasar. I mean, the coin tell me Chayyim B'Shem Mitzil where the Shulchan and chasar and chasar comes out again that Rava is siding with the wrong team. Says Taisus. I'm in time because I've seen him. B'chol Hani Rava. The half the Shayol al karchach Rava hava. The kam basa the kamar. Bosse Rabbi Reb Yehesu Merchas Vina. And with the high Rava, Kulanami Rava. Taisa says, when it says over here, Vashlosh, well, let's say next one, Vashlosh Medas, It's Rava Taisa. Okay. It's Taisa says all these have to be Rava, because otherwise, Rava is never Kasha. If they're not all Ravas, then you could always use the other Pshat. Elamai, all these things, even Rava before, also some say Rava. They're all must be Rava, and that's why Gemara has a problem that who's Rava going to hold like? I don't know. Why is that a problem?